Just to complete the biology sort of picture, can you bring in where immunotherapy and interleukin fits in? And again, potential connections between that and the angiogenic pathways and TOR pathway.
Sure. Interleukin-2 and to some extent interferon have been the traditional therapies for renal cancer before the targeted therapies. And interferon has been shown to produce tumor shrinkage in about 10-15% of patients. Median time to progression, we're finding from recent studies, is probably about 5 months. And in meta-analyses, has been associated with an improved survival of about 3 months compared to non-interferon-containing controls. Interleukin-2, particularly high-dose interleukin-2, is associated with response rates in modern past decade studies of about 20-25%, with about half of those responses being complete or durable. And it's clear that the high-dose interleukin-2 is required in order to produce that higher response rate and the durable responses. The real question is, who are the patients who benefit from interleukin-2 because it's an aggressive toxic therapy that has curative potential? And can we identify those patients and restrict this therapy to those who are most likely to benefit, turning a treatment that's of great benefit for a very small population into a treatment that helps the majority of patients who receive it? And there's some data to suggest that things like well-differentiated tumors, those that express VHL or HIF-driven proteins such as carbonic anhydrase 9, are far more likely to respond to interleukin-2 than tumors that have low levels of expression of those proteins.
What do we know about the mechanism of action of interleukin and interferon?
Interleukin-2 is an immunotherapy. It activates the immune system to recognize and destroy tumor cells. I believe, at least for interleukin-2, the mechanism of action is an autoimmune reaction against the tumor. It's not an anti-angiogenic action, and it's not a non-specific immune reaction.
And what specifically is it reacting against?
We don't know. And it would be nice to be able to sort out what antigen is being recognized, but I think it's different for different tumors. There's only been a few studies that have sort of identified tumor-associated antigens that T cells are reactive against in renal cancer, in contrast to what we've seen in melanoma, where it's been easier to identify tumor-associated antigens. I think there are tumors that have an immunosuppressive milieu, potentially those that are driven by PTEN loss and AKT, and TOR that are unlikely to respond to immunotherapy. They may have high expression of things like B7H1, which serves as barbed wire around the cancer to prevent an activated immune system from getting there and killing the cells. Getting back to the mechanism of interferon, that's multifactorial. There's some immune activation, but interferon is also anti-proliferative and also anti-angiogenic, and I believe that all of those things play a role in this activity.